This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome in our pal. So great to talk to him. He brightens our day, brightens our week. 8 o'clock on Tuesdays. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus.
We don't have any Vandy jokes this week.
I have one. I have a question. Okay. I have a proposition for you, Brad. Are you ready? Vandy-centric proposition. You could sit and have coffee or a beer. I don't know if you drink or not. Either way, coffee or a beer with one of these two Vandy gentlemen. You can sit and you could talk to Will Perdue about playing with Jordan, or you could talk to Brant Snedeker about playing with Tiger. Which do you choose?
That's a great question. Obviously, I drink beer because I watch Vanderbilt football.
You need harder stuff than beer, Brad. I got a couple whiskeys to suggest.
Well, I got to go with Will Perdue, of course, because I'm from Chicago. So, you know, meeting the GOAT would be very cool.
Okay, there you go. I put some thought into that this morning.
Good. I like that.
Okay.
Speaking of GOATs, let me jump in for just a second and ask about the worst, the exact opposite end of that spectrum. Remember a week ago, we had a very lively conversation about Ben Roethlisberger being arguably the worst starting quarterback in the NFL. What did he do right this week, Brad?
Yeah, Twitter loved that. The Steelers fans loved that. He, to his credit, he put the ball to his playmakers in space. He had a season high. 70% of his yards came after the catch, but I'm not gonna denigrate him because the ball to Deontay Johnson should have been 7 points, and that was a clear drop and a great throw. You know, he made a lot of smart decisions. He had only one, what we call, turnover-worthy play, so he took care of the football and just got it to his good playmakers in space. You cannot hold that against him at all.
Brad, how would you grade Chase Claypool right now?
He's interesting. I think you can tell he's dealing with this nagging injury. I know he was listed as he wouldn't have practiced yesterday if there was a practice. I think his role is so unique in football. He's one of the few guys in the NFL where he's your team's deep threat a lot of time, and he's also your jet motion, your jet sweep guy that, you know, does a lot of stuff behind the line of scrimmage too, only for a second-year player that was a tight end in college and so on and so forth. So I think there have been mistakes, but I think there was a lot on his plate, especially with the loss of Juju Smith-Schuster, and I still think he's a very, very good young player.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Brad Spielberger, Pro Football Focus. I don't know if you have the quantification to this or just your eyes telling you, but people clamor and they want, and we're a few of them in this room, more no huddle from the Pittsburgh Steelers. That doesn't mean going quick, just Ben not going into a huddle. Are they much more effective from the no huddle?
100%. I'm actually glad you brought that up. I love it, especially against a team like Baltimore with Don Martindale, their defensive coordinator, who obviously is infamous for dialing up all sorts of exotic pressures and showing a lot of different things pre-snap and post-snap with opposing quarterback. And I think as defenses are getting more creative and doing more things to confuse quarterbacks, one of the great ways to combat it is just to not give them time. Don't let them swap out personnel also, because a lot of teams as well, like the Patriots last night, they'll play 15 defensive linemen in a game if you let them. So running the hurry-up or a no-huddle offense, I think more teams should be doing it, and I loved it from Pittsburgh last week.
I was impressed as well, Brad. I don't know if you noticed this or not. I think five of the last seven no-huddle plays actually ended up being handoffs to Najee Harris. Have you seen – was it just what was being presented by Baltimore's defense, or have you seen an inclination from Ben this year that even when in no-huddle, which would normally be stand back there, five wide, empty set, and chuck it, that he's willing to turn around and hand it off more?
Yeah, you know, I think it kind of goes hand-in-hand with their usage of play action, too. They kind of got, you know, it was held against them. They didn't use it a lot last year. Against Baltimore, they used it their second highest rate of the entire season. Almost 30% of plays were play action. And Benning was extremely effective, 7 of 9 for 130 yards and a touchdown. So I think as that was working, they then realized the run was a more credible threat, and all these things were kind of working in tandem. But yeah, you know, I think Ben is also more comfortable with what he's good at, what his limitations are, and he's recognizing that let other teams make mistakes. You know, Lamar Jackson looks pretty bad in that game. Let your defense, which was dominant, continue to be dominant, and just don't lose the football game.
Brad, we've talked about the Steelers' offensive line and their their struggles very often when we've had you on, but and so I'm going a little bit deep here, but they had so many injuries at guard that all of a sudden this guy John LeGlue comes out of nowhere and actually played pretty well. Did you have a grade on him, especially in comparison to some of the other offensive linemen that the Steelers have had to use this year?
Yeah, LeGlue had an 80 grade in the game, so he did come in and play very well. I thought it was a good game for the entire line, really. You know, Dan Moore Jr., I thought, held up very well in pass protection. I know he allowed zero pressures, as did LeGlue, I'm looking at now. The only starter that did allow pressure all game was Chuck Okorafor, and still, only two pressures against the Baltimore Ravens is not bad at all. The entire line graded well in pass protection, and I think that did show up on film as I'm looking at it now.
Brad Spielberger joins us, Pro Football Focus. Why don't you follow us? We're on Twitter, 937 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. Quick turnaround Sunday into Thursday night. What are some of the things that we can look for from both teams whenever you have to essentially go to a game on one practice?
It is really tough generally for the road team. You know, if you're a road underdog on a Thursday night, it is one of the still tougher, you know, kind of fitness situations to play in. It is very difficult. But I do think Minnesota could be down both Dalvin Cook and Adam Thielen now, wide receiver. And they have no depth at their playmaker position. So, you know, it could just be the Justin Jefferson show with some Alexander Mattison mixed in, but not a strong offensive line. So another game where Cam Hayward and T.J. Watt could absolutely take over. They have some injuries along the offensive line, and their young, you know, first-round pick left tackle Christian Darrisaw did not play last week, and their backup got blown up. So I think it's a game where, yes, it is tough, and the numbers do say it's going to be a tough battle for Pittsburgh, but I think the injuries are in their favor, and I think the matchup, frankly, is in their favor.
Brad, is Kirk Cousins good or not? I watch him a lot, and every week I find myself having a different evaluation.
I'll tell you this. I think he is an underrated potential option for Pittsburgh next year if they don't fall in love with the draft class and if they don't, you know, like the options of Mariota or whoever is available as a true free agent. I think if Minnesota does want to move on, that Kirk Cousins is an interesting name to watch in Pittsburgh. Look, he is not going to light the world on fire and take over games, put you on his back and win you games. But inside of a solid system with good playmakers, which you would have in Pittsburgh, he is a very competent quarterback. He's very accurate. He gets the ball to his playmakers in space and lets them do the work. And as I was saying, that is what Ben has now finally been doing, and it's been incredibly successful. So it'll be a good test definitely on Thursday, because what he is known for being bad at is when there's interior pressure and when the pocket collapses from guys like Cam Hayward, that's when he's at his worst. He's pretty good stepping up when an edge rusher gets to him. He can step up in the pocket and still make plays, but when the interior collapses, he turns into a pumpkin. So it's going to be a great test for him on Thursday to see, is this a guy that, you know, maybe Pittsburgh or someone else will want this offseason?
You know, Brad, I don't know how much of it was Lamar Jackson indecision when he was looking to throw the ball, but the Steelers' coverage appeared to be pretty good because he held onto the ball, and I guess maybe he tends to do that. But Akello Witherspoon, I mean, this was a guy that, you know, we remembered him chasing Henry Ruggs in the Raiders game on that deep ball, and then he kind of disappeared, and then all of a sudden he plays, 92% of the snaps and did really well. Where did he come from?
Yeah, that was the whole trade from Seattle, and everything was very strange there, and he ends up not playing at all, even though you had the kind of injuries and turnover at cornerback, but we had him, you know, grading out pretty well. He had six targets, but only allowed three receptions on those six targets. He had a forced incompletion and another play where we registered him with a dropped interception. So, yeah, he was active. He was present. I mean, he fits that Pittsburgh system. He's a big body guy who can get in a face a receiver's face and kind of cause, you know, havoc, you know, at the catch point. And he looked good. I think he could be, you know, playing a bit more as the season goes on.
Brad Spielberger joining us. Are we headed for this Brady Belichick barf bowl in the Super Bowl? Like, is this happening? It feels like it right now.
It really is starting to feel like
it.
I mean, if New England gets home field advantage and, you know, can dominate in the trenches like they did last night against Buffalo, they're going to have a pretty clear path to the Super Bowl. And the Bucs as well in the NFC. I think the NFC is basically three teams right now with Arizona, Tampa Bay, and Green Bay. And so if they can, you know, make their way through, I really do think it is a decent possibility, which I know other people would barf at. I personally would absolutely love it.
Oh, we'd love the 2 weeks. The 2 week lead up would be amazing. It would just be amazing. And if AB can come back from suspension and they allow him on their team, he could screw something up. So that's a good storyline.
There you go. A lot of good storylines.
Yeah.
Yes, no, for sure. No, I know it would kill a lot of people to have to watch that, but I think it would be, you know, I think Belichick deserves this run right now, because everyone last year was saying, oh, it was all Tom Brady in New England, and Belichick is just, you know, an average coach, which I thought was the stupidest take in the history of sports, so I'm happy for him.
Well, are they the best team right now, in your opinion?
I mean, they're the most complete team, but they're healthy, but really they want to play – the football they played last night in windy, 35-degree wind weather is what they're built for. I mean, it's funny they threw the ball three times, but it's also not surprising at all, and so – you know, heading into the playoffs where that type of football is more prevalent, they are, you know, if you want to pick them to win the AFC, I think it is a smart bet.
You know, you mentioned just a few teams that are the quote-unquote good teams in the NFC. There's a whole bunch of other teams that are there in the middle. I guess it's like that in the AFC too. But are these like decent teams that lose to the better teams that are kind of beating up on each other? Or is it some good teams and a whole bunch of crappy teams in the NFC?
Yeah, you know, I'm not really sold on that next tier being truly good teams that, you know, can beat other good teams. Like, you know, it's like Dallas and the Rams and some of those teams that, yeah, they kind of beat up on the bad teams, and their offenses can go off against these bad defenses, but they go up against a well-coached opponent and they just kind of fall apart. So I'm not a believer there. You know, I don't believe in Washington or Philly or kind of any other fringe teams. The NFC West, the Niners, you know, are not real. I wonder if they start playing Trey Lance at some point. I don't go to the whole list. But, yeah, I do think those three teams, Tampa, Arizona, and Green Bay, are a decent bit ahead of the rest of the group.
Yeah, talk to you later. Thank you much. Good stuff. Good stuff, Brad. Really great stuff today. Enlightened our guest, as always, here are our listeners in Western Pennsylvania, and we absolutely appreciate it.
Have a good one.
You're the best. He is just so, so good. We love it. Man. Full of stuff, Jim. Just full of stuff. Good stuff from Brad.
No, you can throw stuff at these guys and boom, 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 boom,
boom.
He is
so quick on his feet, man. I love talking to him. He's such a great radio guy.
What's interesting is, and I asked him the question about Kirk Cousins, because, like I said, you can watch Kirk Cousins one series to the next.
Yep.
And you don't know what you're going to get. He's actually their second highest rated quarterback this year so far, behind only Brady. And that's an interesting theory, that for the final year of his contract, maybe the Steelers would be looking to bring him in. He's a high price stopgap, but as a stopgap, while maybe you develop a young drafted quarterback behind him, I don't know.
Mariota. That's still my guy. Marcus Mariota. We got to find that. Remember the commissioner? Marcus Mariota.
I mean, it's nothing like what he did to Tagovailoa.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. All right. There are a couple people on Twitter that lost their mind last night about the brilliance that was that outdoor football game. We'll get into that before the hour's out. Also, Shelby joins. Hi, Jim. How you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Nice hoodie. We like it. Top Golf hoodie today?
Absolutely.
How much you pay for that one?
I believe it was
you are. Yeah. Jim making the rounds.
DiNardo's grandson.
Yes, yeah. You're right about that. And now we have...
Marcus Mariota.
There we go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.